Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche. Auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, Steak and Eggs, Uranium, Big Penis by Pat Godwin, and Larry King, plus Donnie Baker, right after this.
It's the most outrageous video ever because it features real girls. And not just any real girls, but real girls on video going,
woo!
Oh, yeah, just the way you love them. Real girls on video going,
woo!
All kinds of real girls on video going,
woo!
All across America. Real girls on video going,
woo!
Features real girls. And each copy of Real Girls on Video going,
woo!
Features a group of loser drunk guys going,
woo!
That's right. You get Real Girls on Video going,
woo!
And loser drunk guys going,
woo!
And hey, act now and you'll receive at half price Real Girls on Video going,
woo-hoo!
That's Real Girls on Video going,
woo!
And the bonus tape, Real Girls on Video going,
woo-hoo!
And the drunk loser guys going,
woo-hoo!
But wait, order now and Frigga All Video will throw in Real Girls on Video going,
woo!
And
woo!
That's Real Girls on Video going,
woo!
Real Girls on Video going,
woo-hoo!
And Real Girls on Video going,
woo!
And
woo!
And all complete with loser drunk guys going,
yeah!
Order now!
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
You know, so I'm going to get this all set up. We're going to have Omaha Steaks, Steak and Eggs Day, and he's going to go, well, I guess I'll have some.
Well, then you could say it smells like steak. There's no steak cooking over here today.
I sure wish.
Do you understand theater of the
mind?
I wish
there was, too.
Do you understand how that works?
Yeah, I understand.
People listening could be going, I could be having a delicious steak breakfast right now from Omaha Steaks.
Well, maybe there is somebody doing that.
Maybe.
Very good. I just reminded them, hey, honey, get up. We're going to have steak and eggs.
Yeah.
Okay. Then maybe
I don't think I've ever had steak and eggs in my life. Have you?
Delicious.
What?
I honestly have not.
I haven't,
you
either.
Haven't. I haven't.
Absolutely.
I have. What's wrong
you
with
have
you
your
people?
Hand raised.
Yesterday.
Oh, no kidding. Good for you.
Well, well, well.
I was back in the USA. I was fished out. I had fish every day for 7 straight days.
Conch? You have some conch?
Not a conch fan.
It's delicious.
I don't think conch. Here, I'm just going to throw this out. This is my belief.
Yes? What do you believe?
I don't think conch has a taste. There!
I love it. It's my favorite food. I love
are
it.
You
it.
Serious?
Conch salad, yeah.
That's the stupidest
thing
I've ever heard.
The conch scored with the lime, scotch bonnet pepper
well,
in there.
Well, it tastes like
onions,
lime
Josh,
and peppers.
Pepper. It does.
Josh, in your mind, are you reviewing potential like potential
conch is
conch
the tofu
insults?
Of
yes,
the sea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I like that.
That is, you're dead right on
whatever it gets, that's what it tastes like. Conch has no taste.
I love it.
You're so wrong.
Yeah, I
Why don't you go suck on some conch?
Nothing but fish. For
easy, Tiger.
Well, that was yesterday. Steak and eggs.
Yeah. You don't see a lot of steaks on, or a lot of cows on islands, do you? You probably.
Well, you have to wonder.
One of the best steaks I ever had in my life was in the Bahamas.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Really?
It was great steak.
Wow.
Yeah, they had a steak place there.
Yeah, they fly in
after you've had a fifth of rum.
Sure, yeah.
That steak was actually ground conch. Yeah.
Laying there in the curb.
Sun poisoning. Wrong.
Wait a minute. Did I say Christy Lee is...
I used to be somebody.
Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom news desk?
I think I am.
What have you got over there?
Police in Oklahoma report they found a rattlesnake, whiskey, and uranium during a traffic stop last month. Officers discovered a terrarium containing a timber rattler, a canister of radioactive powdered uranium, an open bottle of Kentucky Deluxe whiskey, and a gun in a vehicle that had been reported stolen.
The Oklahoma hat trick.
Wowie.
Who has a deadly snake in their car?
Who has uranium in their car?
Well, either way, you're saying
that's alarming. Police do not know why the uranium was in the vehicle or how it was obtained.
Who was driving this car? Snidely Whiplash?
No, actually, it was Stephen Jennings. He was charged with possession of a stolen vehicle.
Ken Jennings' brother.
Transporting an open container of liquor and driving with a suspended license.
Sorry, who is Ken Jennings' brother?
So he's got a rattlesnake.
Yep.
Uranium.
Yep.
Check.
And open bottle of whiskey.
Open bottle of whiskey.
And a gun.
Jeez. What?
So
nothing can go wrong.
This would be a great episode of the Andy Griffith Show. Boy, would Barney be pissed. Andy, he's got a rattlesnake in. Ange.
Hey, let me grab that. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie.
This guy sounds crazy, but was he wearing a seatbelt?
Good question. Get a ticket.
I'm pretty sure the dude had uranium and dead snake in his car was my cousin Terry. Sounds an awful lot like him anyway.
Really?
What kind of snake was it again, Tom?
I believe it was a timber rattler.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't him.
Oh.
Everybody knows my cousin Terry only messed around with copperheads and pit vipers.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. I got no idea who this guy is, but I'd like to party with him, though.
Why?
I swear to God. Stowed car, open container, uranium. And the only thing the road trip's missing is a couple of hot, sweaty hitchhikers with fake D hammers. I swear to God. This guy wants to party, I'm down. First thing we do, we take out uranium and mix it up with some M-80s and blow up the stowed car.
Ugh.
Get rid of the evidence.
Uh-huh.
You always want to get rid of the evidence. Can't pin nothing on you if they ain't got no evidence.
I guess.
True.
Same way as I got off Scott's free scissor kicking the sneeze guard at Jerry's Taco World that summer.
Mm-hmm.
What? And good luck getting fingerprints off a foot, dumbass. See, I know things from watching cops and them police and courtroom shows like Law and Order, mm-hmm. SUV, and Housewives of CSI Miami.
I've never
saw
that.
My last girlfriend, Trina Matthews, she got me watching them. She watched them all. Live PD, The Shields, NYPD Blues, Clues, all of them.
Blues.
Swear to God. Mm-hmm. Okay. I had to dump her, though. She was a basket case.
Oh.
Well, like one time I came home from work and she drank all my beers and then blamed it on her dog Hobby. Another time she crashed my dune buggy without permission and blamed it on the dog again. And then about a month later dropped a deuce on the coffee table in the living room.
Oh, she blamed
that on the dog?
No, she claimed that one. I told you she's cray-cray, son.
Oh, boy, she's crazy.
Well, she kind of had to claim it. She did it out of protest in front of me when I didn't want to watch the Gilmore Girls no more with her.
Oh, yeah, I don't see why.
So I finally had to let Trina go, and we got in a big argument one night. She's always super jealous about me running around with her slutty friends on the weekends. Uh-huh. And she'd say stuff that, you know, show me she was way into me more than I was into her. Like she'd tell me, we're going to be together forever. And if you leave me, I'll kill you in your sleep.
Wow.
I swear to God.
That's true love, Donnie.
That's
you know
serious.
That.
I know, but, you know, we got in this big argument, and I went out for the night. When I got home, she was on the couch watching Law & Order like regular. But this time, she had a pad of paper and was making copious notes.
Mm.
Like, had a grocery list of stuff like Visqueens, a shovel, a quick lime, and bleach.
Okay.
Swear to God. So when I seen that, I do what I usually do when I escape a psycho relationship.
What?
I did the Houdini. I faked my own death in a boating accident and moved across town. Swear to God. Good luck to the snakes. I gotta go.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much. Pulled over with a rattlesnake, uranium, open booze, and a gun.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a party.
Okay.
That's driving dirty right there.
Yeah, it is.
Riding dirty.
Driving dirty. He's not riding.
Wow. What? Why the? You're allowed to have uranium?
Didn't we discuss that? I think it's in small amounts or something. You could, yeah.
You can order it on Amazon.
No.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you use it for?
I don't know.
It's aphrodisiac process.
Hey, Cletus, I got the uranium. Where's the rattlesnake? We're making a smoothie.
Oh, man.
Might be somewhat deadly. Thank you very much, Johnny. What else is going on over there, Mr. Christie?
Well, the Food and Drug Administration is warning consumers to avoid using an over-the-counter supplement known as Big Penis.
Everybody shut up. I need to hear this.
The so-called sexual enhancement supplement contains an erectile dysfunction drug not declared on the label, which violates FDA regulations. FDA laboratory analysis confirmed that the active ingredient in Big Penis is a prescription pharmaceutical that requires a doctor's approval because it can lower blood pressure in some patients when taken with certain other drugs.
Gotta hand it to him. You got it for naming the thing.
Yeah.
They're right there with it.
It's a catchy name.
Nothing subtle.
Nope.
Can't say to your wife, "Hey, my gout's bothering me. Can you get my big penis pills?"
Right.
Don't forget the big penis.
No. Baby, the big penis pills not for the gout. Remember?
Yeah.
Oh,
this is the same guy that named the cup of noodles.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Pretty much.
I think everything should be like that. Yeah. Pepto Bismol should just be called No Puke.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do the No Puke.
No, I got it. Better Belly.
Better Belly.
Oh, Better Belly.
Okay.
Better Belly.
Yeah.
Hey, did you get the poop now?
Yeah.
You take Pepto-Bismol, though, you should keep it to yourself because it's nobody's business.
Man, you really, every time Pepto comes up, you jam that down our throat.
I really do. I enjoy that very much.
I think I like it.
I like it. So the problem with these pills is they have to be prescribed by a physician.
There's actually a prescription involved. I don't know how they're doing
If you see a physician who prescribes big penis pills, maybe check out another doctor.
There's some very high quality pharmaceuticals out there.
Yeah.
They don't name them like that. You see. This is the doctor. I was having some intestinal problems. And the doctor prescribed.
Get it out.
Big penis.
Crapapalooza.
Crapapalooza.
Well, you knew it had to be something.
His face is turning red.
Yes, it is.
We're losing him.
Wait a second. I'm sorry.
We're losing him.
Over at the Pat Cave, Pat Godwin.
Yeah.
Beware taking supplements. The ones with suggestive names. They're not approved by the FDA, in spite of their enticing claims. Oh, don't buy it. You could die if you try it. If it says big penis, the ingredients could be deceiving. If it says big penis, they are a liar. Your groin's on fire.
That's all I got.
Wow. But again, you got to hand it to him for naming it that. I mean, it's right there.
Yeah.
In your face.
Yeah, don't you wish all drugs were.
No, in your face is a different pill that you can take alongside Big Penis.
Yeah. It comes with eye protection.
It's Peter North's favorite brand.
Very, very impressive.
You ever have a toaster strudel?
Wait a second.
Never mind.
Is that the NutriChomps hotline?
Again?
Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, gang. It's me, Larry King.
Larry.
Hey, Larry.
How you doing? Go First ahead. Of all, I'm going to have to get a hold of this company. I didn't know I gave up my rights to that nickname.
Oh, yes, big penis.
Hey, I know it's been very hot. Almost all over the United States.
Yeah, yep. Very, very
toasty. Oh, my God. So I've come up with a few ways to beat the heat, okay?
Okay.
You might want to write these down.
Okay.
First of all, keep all ointments, lotions, and sex toys in your refrigerator.
Oh.
Okay, never leave the house without a pocket full of ice cubes in your underwear.
What?
Nobody even notices the dripping with me. But anyway, do not travel. Do not travel anywhere you can't reach by water slide.
No. Makes sense.
Wow.
These, again, are tips on how to keep cool this summer.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. Attach a sprinkler to your ceiling fan.
Ah.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Wear a beret stuffed with cherry popsicles.
Uh-huh. Ooh. No, it'll notice.
Well, no, they'll notice that.
The red dripping from your face.
You're bleeding
to
death. Yeah. Sign up for multiple wet T-shirt contests.
All right, sure.
Josh, I'm looking at you.
Ah.
Instead of hiring a prostitute, sleep with a mermaid.
Are they cool?
Are they cool? So. Oh, man. Again, these are tips on how to keep cool this summer.
Okay.
Hire a creepy axe-wielding clown to scare you so bad you urinate on yourself. Yeah, it'll feel warm at first, but the evaporation will cool things down.
Oh, good to know.
Well, once again, this has been Larry King with some tips on how to keep cool this summer. There must be some furious building going on with that water slide tip, don't you think?
Sure.
I can't wait. I'll see you, gang.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Keep your sex toys in the refrigerator.
Who doesn't like a good water slide?
Oh, I know. I love them.
Yeah,
thank
me
you very
too.
Much. Thank you, Larry. Now, we have Ace Cosby as our engineer, of course. A little under the weather today, Ace.
Come right.
No, you're not.
Sore.
You're limping. I saw you walking in the hallway.
He's all right.
But
his plane hurt.
Then during the break, Josh goes, oh, well, I got to tell you, I'm sore all over. I know. What happened to you?
I put some shelving in some closets and real sore.
Real sore.
Real sore. Yeah,
really?
So you're doing things you're not used to doing.
You're lifting,
standing,
moving.
Yeah, yes.
Getting up off a couch,
picking up a hammer.
Yeah, getting on my
leaving
knees,
leaving the kitchen table,
having to get up from my knees. That's the hard part.
Yeah.
So, were you on a ladder?
No, but a lot of drilling, a lot of...
Drilling, oh, that's...
Oh, good for you.
A lot of stud finding.
That'll get you in the legs.
Holding up that drill, that's going to make your legs sore.
Sore in the forearm.
How'd it go?
Real good.
They look nice.
You know, time was when they... hang on a second. Time was you had to take a screwdriver and put screws into the wall. Didn't have a drill driver, Josh.
That's right. I did have to use a screwdriver because some of them I just used drywall anchors. And I screwed those.
Oh, those are coming out by tonight.
They're real, very sturdy.
Mollies?
Very sturdy.
Well, no, a molly is it's
drugs.
Yes, it is a drug.
No, but there's
it spreads out. When
oh, okay.
Goes. Yeah,
there's some that open up behind the
that's
drywall.
Right. Yeah,
but so you got all this done. What are you putting on the shelves?
Clothing and such.
Keepsakes?
Yeah, keepsakes.
You have the extra bodies. Those 10,000 half-fat T-shirts you're trying to unload.
Man, I wish I had 10,000 of those still. They all sold out.
Flew
out
those? I need to reprint those. Yeah.
Oh, very
they
good.
They sell like hotcakes.
Okay, very good.
And they smell like hotcakes.
So up and down on the knees, is that why you're
sore? Yeah, I'm unbelievably sore. I shouldn't be that sore. I think I need one of those professional stretchers to come.
No, you need a professional handyman.
I like doing it.
You can watch HBO while how's it going in there? I'm making another batch of margaritas for myself.
No, hang on a second. That's just, me.
Yeah, chicks okay. The booze.
I'm the booze
making
guy.
Making my fourth dozen of chips of... Yeah, billion or whatever.
The third tube of chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, oh, you're right. Why would I bother cooking them? Squeeze them right out of the tube.
Right into your mouth.
Now, we did have that story. I forget exactly who it is, but someone is now making that refrigerated cookie dough that it's designed to be eaten raw.
Oh, yeah, because they're not supposed to eat it raw because of the eggs in it.
Right. So.
You know what?
Speaking of food.
I'm still going to do it.
Yeah,
I don't care what they say.
Everyone.
Don't
does.
Give a damn.
I've done it a lot. Never got salmonella.
Yeah, me too.
I'll play salmonella roulette all day.
The best part of making cookies is the dough.
Salmonella roulette.
Raw egg?
Do they not know how good it tastes? Is that the problem?
Mm.
I just Googled this, and I didn't find that, but I did find Doubletree cookies heading to outer space.
That's right. They're sending those up there.
Cookies from the hotel chain Doubletree by Hilton will be baked in space. A batch of Doubletree cookie dough.
Whoop-dee-doo.
This is fun.
Whoop-dee-doo. Do they have ovens on the space?
A prototype oven from Zero G Kitchen will be sent to the International Space Station on a rocket as part of a microgravity experiment.
Don't you just lift the shade to bake a cookie because you're so close to the sun? All the radiation and stuff coming in the window? Yeah.
Doesn't seem like that's a good idea to have an oven in space.
Well, I'm sure these scientists know what they're doing.
Those Doubletree cookies are really good.
No, they're sure really are, good. Yeah. That's true.
You ever pretend to check into a Doubletree just to get the cookie? What do you mean you don't have my reservation as I'm shoving it down?
No, I'm sure. Check
There's
again.
Today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.